Gemara Masechet Chulin Daf Beis Amud Aleph tries to determine when the Mishnah uses the word hakol, does it mean that lechatchila what the Mishnah is discussing should be done, or does it not? Or does it mean only b'diavad? And the Gemara wants to bring a raya from a Mishnah Masechet Erechin Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says hakol marichim. Whoever said that he's going to pay the erich of someone else, or the narachim, or if you identified somebody that you said you will pay his erich, the Mishnah continues and saying noidrim, everybody who said I will pay the value of an individual if he were to be sold as a slave, Vindidorim, or you could say, I will pay the value of that individual. Can we there say, ask the Gemara, Hachinami delchatchila? Can we suggest that the Mishnah means delchatchila, one may do so? V'ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'chisech delinder, la'yeh b'chachet. If you won't make Nidorim, you won't have an Aveira. V'ksiv, and there's a Pasuk Kehillis. It's better that you shouldn't make a neder versus making a neder and not pay it. V'tanya, and the Bryce explains, toiv is that the best that one could do? Is shein enoy de kolika divrei meya. The best to do is not making the darm at all. Rav Yehuda Omer, toiv mizeh mizeh, what's better is noy de mishalim. And says the Gemara, v'afilo Rav Yehuda loikami, even Rav Yehuda, who isn't so adverse to making the darim, says only said it ela ba'ayma harezu. We know when one obligates himself to bring a carbon, he could say it in one of two ways. He could say harezu, or he could say harei olai. If he says harezu, he designates a specific animal. The halacha is that if something were to happen to that animal, he will not be held responsible to replace it. Whereas if he says harei olai, and it becomes avol omar harei olai, says the Gemara, so it becomes a personal responsibility, and if something happens to the animal, he has to replace it, and now we need to be concerned that he may not replace it, and if he won't replace it, he will not be fulfilling his nether. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, avoid nedarim. So the point of the Gemara is to say that from here we see that hakol does not mean that you may do so lechatchila. And as the Rishonim explain, that the reason Rav Meir, and even as we explained Rav Yehuda, held that we should avoid nedarim, because by making nedarim, one can come to be over the aveira of lo yachal dvaray, not to profane his neder. And even if he makes a nether, let's say he makes the nether as he's standing with the animal in the base in the Azara, so we don't have to be concerned. But once a person becomes accustomed to make nedarim, he will maybe in the future be over lo yachal. Or, as Rabbeinu Gershom explains, we're choshish that if somebody makes a nether, he has to pay it up within 3 regalim, and if he doesn't, he'll be over Baal Ta'achar. So other Rishonim explained that if he designates an animal as a carbon and he doesn't bring it right away, he may end up being over Ni'ilah if he uses that animal for his own personal use. And therefore, and another pshat that I saw, a very interesting pshat, that some Sofer suggests, people believe that by making the darim, that absolves them from any aveiros they might have done. So a person may become accustomed that he'll do an aveira, and what will, so to speak, absolve him? What will give him a kapara from the aveira that he did? Making a nether. And therefore, it's preferable, certainly according to a mayor, but even according to Reb Yehuda to avoid making the Dorim. Ask Tosfos that according to our understanding, the Ramei takes such a strict view regarding making the Dorim. We know that the Pasuk says, V'yido Yaakov Neder, that Yaakov made a Neder. And the question is, and in Yoyna we find that Yoyna says, Es Asher Nodarti Ashalma. There's a Pasuk in Tehillim, Nidru V'shomu L'Hashem Elokeichem. So we see that there is some ish inyan, there is some point in making Nedarim. So Tosfos says that when somebody is in a Shas Tzoro, then you're allowed to make a Neder. And in fact, that's what the Medrash teaches us, that Yaakov Avinu said, V'yeda Yaakov Neder Lamer. What is the Lamer teaching us? Lamer, Yaakov was teaching future generations of Klal Yisrael that Be'ez Tzoro, they're allowed to make a Neder. The Ramban, and this is very much understandable from the previous point we made in our shir, says that here we're focused on the Dorim of making Kabbonis. Because by Kabbonis, we have all sorts of new considerations, Baal Ta'achar, Me'ila, but other types of Nedarim, Tzedaka, that, or Nedarim to prevent one from doing an Aveira, those Nedarim are fine. And in fact, it says in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Nedarim Siyag L'Parishus, that Nedarim is a way to reach that a person will prevent it from doing an Aveira. Moreover, the Ritva says that if somebody sees that he needs a kapara, then, and he makes a neder because he wants to have that kapara, that is permissible. The Rashba has a different approach. The Rashba's approach is that if somebody makes a neder, derech haydah, to thank Hashem for what he did for him, that is an acceptable neder. And Yaakov Avinu, in fact, was making a neder, thanking Hashem for all that Hashem had done on his behalf. And in fact, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, in the Sefer Chassidim, Simen Tov Gimel, says, Misha Shori B'tzar, even if somebody is going through a difficult period, Al Yemaher V'al Yikbois B'neder, don't jump to make a neder. El Yachshev Tchilo, first think about what you're doing, Shem Yischari, because you may regret having made the neder. And then he goes on to say, that maybe what the person sees that he needs to be makabel, accept something upon himself, he should go to Talmud Chacham, who could give him good advice what he should be doing. Moreover, he says that even if somebody is in the Eis Tzora, that we just quoted Tosfos saying that somebody in the Eis Tzora is allowed to make a neder, he should not make a neder that is from the Darkei HaMoiri. He says if somebody, unfortunately, is suffering stomach ailments, he shouldn't make a neder, I'm not going to eat meat from the stomach of an animal. Or if he's suffering headaches, chas v'shalom, he shouldn't make a neder, I'm not going to eat meat from the head of an animal. That is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Of course, however, when it's necessary, one may make a neder. Otherwise, point out the Mefarshim, why would the Torah have put the parsha to Dorim in the Torah? And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya Simen Reish Gimel Sifdal through Sif Zayin says that it's appropriate People should not make nedarim. Even if it's daka, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's inappropriate to make nedarim. But if somebody is an eis tzara, then he may make a neder. Or if somebody sees that he's not acting as he ought to, and he thinks if he's been making the neder, it'll help him do what he's supposed to, then maybe he's allowed to make a neder. And in fact, the Sevet Musar says that Bizman Azeh, where we have so many different, where our lives are so hectic and so busy, and we need to be concerned that I should, by that even if a person makes a neder with the best of intentions, he may not fulfill it. The best thing maybe Bizman Azeh is to avoid making nedarim. And moreover, the Paiskim say, what one should certainly not do is say, well, I'll make a nether. And if I see that I can't fulfill the nether, I'll be matter nether. Making a nether with the intention that I will be matter nether is totally unacceptable.